Well, maybe you heard about the forum on Saturday by a new nonprofit here in town called Duluth for Clean Water. They were talking about the PolyMet issue and had kind of a fun community gathering on Saturday. JT Haynes is one of the organizers of the new group, and he joins us this morning to talk to us about it a little bit. Hey, JT, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
So, new nonprofit in town. This town, you can hardly swing a microphone without hitting a nonprofit, which is one of the cool things about living here. Why did we need a new nonprofit to talk about environmental and clean water issues?
Well, that's a very fair question and something we actually thought about quite a bit. We started organizing around the PolyMet issue last year, and that's one of the conversations we had with a lot of the partner organizations is, do we really need a new nonprofit here? And frankly, we held off on that for months. And once we started organizing events like the forum on Saturday, we had hard expenses, and then we needed a bank account. At that point, we really had to file the paperwork with the state. So, but it is something we're conscious of, and we are very careful to be sure we're, you know, fitting with a role within the nonprofit community.
One of the things that seems to have been a theme over the years that mining issues have appeared to end up sideways to environmental issues is it becomes a cities in the term of Twin Cities versus the range. People that are out of touch and they don't know what's going on. Or people who live in cities versus small communities on the range. Or environmentalists versus the range. And it strikes me that when you've got people that are, you know, that it's sort of set up from the beginning, it's sort of everyone's understanding that this is an adversarial position, that it really is hard to move forward. But you're trying to address that. Talk about that a little bit.
We are. You're absolutely right. You know, this PolyMet issue is often presented as Twin Cities versus the range or jobs versus the environment. And, you know, we challenge both of those narratives. We believe that Duluth, because of our economic relationship with the Arrowhead and also our geographic and biological relationship with the lake and the river, has a very special place on this issue. We think we can address this in a way that's, particularly here in Duluth, it doesn't have to be so much adversarial cities versus range or jobs versus environment.
So that's going to be kind of a new paradigm to try to get people used to, because I think people tend to come to meetings, and they're kind of already girded for battle to defend their position. How are you going to try to get people to lower their defenses a little bit and try to talk together?
Well, first and foremost, whether anyone's girded for battle or not, you know, we think it's fundamental that Duluth has a voice on this. So that's our primary goal, is to express the voice that many people in the area already have. Where people are coming from in terms of their own views on this, you know, that's kind of up to them. But our view is we need to bring these voices together in a more powerful way. So that's principle for us. But in terms of trying to address this issue in a less adversarial way, I mean, that's part of what our forum is about. This forum on Saturday was a fact-based, fun forum. We try to mix facts and politics and fun whenever we can, keep that wheel moving a little bit. And then next month, March 4th, we're going to have a similar style forum, but this will be jobs-focused. We're going to be inviting several local elected officials to discuss jobs programs in the area that might not be so adversarial, that might not pit neighbors against each other. So we will be announcing those elected officials within the next couple of weeks.
And so that would give people that maybe felt, you know, Duluth for Clean Water, this is an environmental thing. If I go, I'm just going to pick a fight. You know, they might feel more comfortable to say, yeah, we want a voice and we want to talk about jobs, for example.
That's right. And we are, to be clear, we're very, very concerned about the water. And we work with a lot of people who have expert analysis showing we should be concerned about the water. But we do want to have a new conversation. You know, the PolyMet proposal really involves, as we understand it, around 300 jobs for around 20 years. I mean, our elected officials, including Congressman Nolan, who supports this project, there are thousands of jobs in some of the other proposals they're discussing. So that's what we want to do in March. We want to get folks from Duluth and the Arrowhead together and say, you know, what are these other jobs? Can we work together?
So one of the things that the governor has said is that now is the time, you know, this is the iron is hot. Now is the time to strike with asking mm-hmm. some of the key questions. Mm-hmm. Why is this the time? And what are some of these key questions?
Well, this is interesting. And I'll just note that you'll find this a lot in the conversation. You know, it's often either too late to have a conversation or too soon to have a conversation or both too late and too soon at the same time. So one of the things we're working to point out is, This has been a long process, around 10 years, a little bit more. And during the EIS process, the governor was very clear that, you know, there's a pretty regimented process for the EIS analysis. It's really just an adequacy analysis. And any questions about whether this is actually a good deal for Minnesota, questions about financial assurances, questions about the land exchange, those all come at a later time. Well, we are in that time now. The U.S. Forest Service is just issuing decisions on land exchange for the Twin Metals Project, which is a secondary focus of ours, but one we certainly work on with other groups. And the PolyMet is in the permitting process with the DNR right now. So public comment periods about that permit process, the permit to mine here in Minnesota, are right now in 2017. So even though we know folks are in some cases a little fatigued, this has been a long process, 2017 is a big, big year. And this is the time for us to ask the governor and the DNR, is this the right deal for Minnesota?
Now, one of the other things is that folks have been excited about a lot of the background material that you have been able to assemble. And they're saying, this is important. Are you going to publish it? Are you going to get this information out to the public somehow? What are some of these materials and why? Because I'm assuming that there's been a lot of material available for people. But it's really hard, I think, for the layman in many instances to wade through a lot of the governmentees or the corporatees that gets issued.
A ton of material. I'm glad you asked that. I think people can recognize for themselves the corporate talking points. I don't think I need to get too far into that. And our panel on Saturday was an amazing panel. This is a good time to mention that. We had an expert from MCEA, the new executive director, Catherine Hoffman, so a law and policy expert from the Twin Cities. We had the water projects coordinator, Nancy Schultz from Fond du Lac. And we had Dr. Jen Pearson here in Duluth, all with tremendous expertise talking about the prospective impacts of this project on our state and particularly in Duluth. So the materials from that presentation will all be available on our website, duluthforcleanwater.org, in short order.
All right. Fantastic. And as you mentioned, there is an event coming up to talk about the jobs issue on March 4th. There's also an event coming up, Citizens Day, on February 20th. And I'm guessing that folks will be able to access more information about those upcoming events on your calendar.
Yes, indeed, Lisa. We've got an events calendar on the website. And amazing. Let me just say, February 20th is going to be fun. This is part of the mix of fun, politics, and facts. It's at the Red Herring. We've got some great music. We're sort of reclaiming President's Day this year for obvious reasons. We're retitling it Citizens Day. It's going to be a Monday night, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, fantastic. JT, thanks so much for joining us. Great
Thank
to
you.
Talk to you.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
JT Haynes, our guest this morning in the studio here on 103.3 KUMD.